Welcome to the Confident Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson. If you find yourself here, it may mean that you're looking for courage, clarity, or confidence in some part of your life. I interview experts in business and life each week and share strategies for success, motivation, and mindset. If you want to learn more about how I can help you grow your business as an extension of yourself and help transform you into a confident entrepreneur, check out my online business courses on my website at jenniferannjohnson.com. Now let's get started. Today, we welcome into the studio, Scott Markowitz. Scott is the owner of, what is the name of your company?
Reinvention Studio.
Awesome. Okay. So I've known you for a while. You've done some video for me and it's turned out amazing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But how did you get started in this whole realm of media and doing video? And all of that. I'm just curious. I know the story, but I really want our listeners to understand where you come from, because you come from many different aspects that all kind of converge into the business that you're in, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. And the journey that I've taken has meandered through a very unusual pathway. I started out actually in high school taking photography as an elective, and I fell in love with the way that you can use light to capture images from your surroundings. And then it became just an obsession of mine to be able to tell stories with those images that I created. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was just the coolest thing, to be able to pull in the light from the world and tell something that reflected part of myself and part of my soul with other people around me. And that turned into me going into broadcasting. I studied broadcasting in college. And from there, I got my first job at CNN in Atlanta.
Which is so cool.
Which was amazing. And that was back in the day when Ted Turner still owned the company. And they were, they were very much involved with serious journalism. And that was the main driving force behind the company. And I really enjoyed being part of something that I felt was like bigger than myself. And I learned to be able to tell stories in a very efficient way at CNN, because in a news organization, you're taught that no matter what the information coming in, there's a formula to follow in order to tell a story effectively and correctly. And so I took that with me as I branched out into some more commercial areas of the business. And, after Ted Turner sold CNN, I left and I went to seek out my fortune in California. And I learned more of the entertainment side of the business. And I got involved with doing commercials, and I got involved with learning from some of the great craftspeople in Hollywood. And it was just a journey that allowed me to explore my own personal desire to express myself, because I always felt as a child, I felt like it was difficult to express myself because I didn't always feel welcomed, in the world. And so, I felt like an outsider in a lot of times. And the best way to express myself was like in this medium of video and film and animation. I also learned animation and things like that. So, long story short, I got involved with bigger and bigger commercial projects. And at one point I was working for a company up in Philadelphia where I was doing political ads. I got so good at editing and post-production that I became what's called a session editor.
Okay.
And a session editor is somebody that sits down with ad agencies and PR firms and political consulting firms in this case to do the things that need to be done at an editorial level, at a very high technical skill level. So for example, like political advertising, a lot of times is reactionary. And something will happen in the political arena that requires the PR firm to respond immediately. So what happened, they would give us what's called shoebox commercials to do. What that meant was they would literally hand you a shoebox that had like a couple photographs in it, maybe a photograph or two that related to their script and their script. And then your job was to make a 30-second TV ad out of
from that.
Yeah. from a couple of photographs and a script, and maybe a shoestring. Maybe there was a piece of floss in the
MacGyver, the MacGyver of video editing.
So you would, yeah. So that in that job, I learned very quickly, like, how to get creative with your storytelling and how to use, you know, the visual mediums and animation and sound and the juxtaposition of sound effects and music. And
you
like
are
that.
A great storyteller, you personally, because I've heard your stories. They're great. So I, you know, and I see how they can relate to the video, but I have a question. You said something about in political ads, it's usually reactionary.
Yes.
Would you ever suggest, I'm guessing I know the answer to this, but for a business to do something reactionary, or is it just out of necessity for video?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes for a business, doing something reactionary is necessary. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times in a business, there's something that happens outside of your control. Mm-hmm. And in that case, some kind of reactionary response can be beneficial. Now, in general, I think the vast majority of time for a business, you want to be strategic.
Right.
And you want to make sure that you're doing things in a way that you can control and in a way that you can define what the story is about your business. However, there are times that, you know, like what if somebody writes something on your Yelp that's not positive? Mm-hmm. That's an opportunity for you to take control and react to that in a way that to flip the story.
Right. You know, now I really want to chat about a lot of people. I know it's becoming more and more people use video on, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all of those kinds of things, but people don't necessarily always, it's not always top of mind. They think, oh, I need pictures, right? How important is it? Like, what are the benefits of using video for your business to promote it? And, you know, like behind the scenes stuff, like how important is video?
As a video producer, of course, I'm going to tell you.
I know.
That video is supremely important. But the reality is that when you're dealing with promoting your business, you need to cut through a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better at doing that than video. Because people will flip through their feeds and there's ads and there's all kinds of things that they've seen before. But if there's a human being engaged in speaking to them, and of course, you know, I would always encourage you to use captioning.
Oh, you know, for so your that you can, feeds. Okay. So that they can see, right. Most of us scroll with no audio.
Yeah. So that's a powerful combination. If they see a person speaking to them through video and then they see words that, you know, if there's one or two words in there that hit on something that they're interested in, then they're hooked. Because as human beings, we're psychologically conditioned to react to human faces. Mm-hmm. And video does that better. There's nothing. So it's basically the second best thing to tapping somebody on the shoulder and saying, hey, let me tell you about my business.
Right. You know, I laugh because I'm one of those that scroll. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up at 4 a.m. and I'll lay there and I can't have the sound on. And these stupid cooking videos. Oh my God. They get me every time. And then I'm like, oh, I need that. You know, I need to go buy all the ingredients because I need to make that. But you're right. I'm not, if there was not captions on it, I probably wouldn't stop. I would watch for a second and I'd move on. The captions are really a key element. Is that easy to do?
Nowadays, it's very easy to do. There's all kinds of artificial intelligence driven software that will automatically do it for you. You know, 3 years ago, you'd have to manually figure out what's being spoken and type it out yourself and line it up. Now it's a press of a button.
That is crazy.
And it's interesting that you say that, you know, the recipe videos stop you, because that's another psychological thing that we're conditioned to respond to. Like, people need food and people need human interaction. Mm-hmm. So those are two things that...
Very powerful.
Yeah, very powerful.
But, you know, you have to... That has to be your... Like, I own a clothing store and a consulting business. Like, I can't do a cookie. But, you know, it's still human to human. It definitely stops you. I can see that.
Absolutely.
Is your closet overflowing? Or maybe your kids' closets are as well. Or maybe you just want to redecorate your house. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas or even ship it to them for free. They'll sell your unwanted items for you, take away all the hassle by doing all the work, and all you have to do is sit back and collect your money. You can check them out online at truefashionistas.com. Come into the store or check them out on Facebook or Instagram, and that's truefashionistas.com. Welcome back, friends. We are in studio with Scott Markowitz, and we are talking about using video in your business. So what types of videos can we use? How do you know what is the best type for your business? And then once we know how we're doing it and what we're doing, where the heck do we put it? Oh. How do we use it?
Those are some great questions.
I know, loaded. That's a long question.
Well, let's break it down and think about it. Like, if you are familiar with your business's funnel, mm-hmm. you know, like how do you get customers? Like, for a lot of businesses, there's a process by which you first get people's attention, and then you teach them about your business, and then maybe you nurture that relationship in some way, and then there's some way to propose your services mm-hmm. or your products to them. Then there's a purchasing exchange, and then there's nurturing after the sale, right? And maybe there's even some outreach after mm-hmm. that. And that entire process, there's probably 2, 3, 4 different types of videos that would correspond to each step of the client getting process for each individual business. And that's going to be different for every business. But for example, in the marketing arena, to help people become more aware of your business, yeah, social media videos and short, FAQ videos mm-hmm. could be very effective. If there's questions that you frequently find yourself being asked mm-hmm. by potential clients, that would make a fantastic video. Just picking one of those questions that you're frequently asked mm-hmm. and answering the question in a short video, that would be a fantastic way to gain awareness. Maybe there's a video that you could do to talk about your pricing structure. Maybe that's something that A, you also are asked frequently, but B, maybe there's something in your pricing structure that sets you apart from other people in your marketplace that makes you more valuable than them. Mm-hmm. This is a great video. Is a fantastic way to express why your prices are maybe a little bit higher and why you're so much more worth.
Right, because you can't always do that in the written word.
No.
Right?
No, but you can very often display that and, mm-hmm. and show people and demonstrate why, this company like really goes out of their way or they bend over backwards for their customers. And that's a possible way to demonstrate that.
You know, I don't want to get you off track, but do you think that doing video accelerates that trust factor?
Oh, there's no question that it does. Especially in today's marketplace where there's 100 choices, mm-hmm. Whenever you say, "Oh, I need a mover," or "I mm-hmm. need XYZ service," and you go to Google it, there's going to be 100 things popping up, right? So video is a fantastic way for them to A, be like, "Oh, this company actually has the resources to make a video and they care enough about me to answer my question." Mm-hmm. So A, that's already getting them into that psychological cycle of having a problem that you have solved for them mm-hmm. and relying on you for the solution. So already they're beginning to trust you.
Right.
And then, of course, as long as you're a positive, upbeat person in your videos, which I always suggest you do.
right? You have to be,
Yeah, as long as you're presenting like a positive mm-hmm. outlook, then people are going to like you. And so that like and trust just starts to build for every video that you produce. Absolutely.
So we make them, we use them. How do we make them? Do we always need to hire somebody to do it? Is doing something on I know I get this question a lot. Can I just do it on my phone? Oh. Or is that, obviously there's lots of tools out there, but if you're not looking to do something really big and fabulous, and you just need a quick video.
Yeah. So the best way to start is pick up your phone, start shooting yourself. even before that, you can just practice in the mirror even. Mm-hmm. You know, if you feel uncomfortable picking right. up the phone and recording yourself, just practice in the mirror a few times. The act of recording yourself on camera is unnatural. We're used to talking to people. Mm-hmm. We're used to interacting with other human beings. And I don't know any business owner who's uncomfortable talking right. to a potential customer, right?
Right.
And so, yes, if you pick up your phone and you practice and you start talking to the camera like it's a customer mm-hmm. and you start training your mind to think of the camera lens as a person, as another person that you're talking to, you will start getting fantastic at it.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Right? And then the more you get good at it, the more practice you get, then you're going to be promoting yourself mm-hmm. to the point where you can hire a professional production company to come in and do some bigger productions for you, right?
Right.
You know, it's like asking a child who's never performed in their school play to go to the Met and right. talk in front of a theater of people.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah,
terrifying.
It's terrifying.
We don't like to see ourselves. We don't like to listen to ourselves. We're our worst critic.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, businesses put like too much pressure on themselves. Like, ooh, I need a marketing video. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I need to have like a video that is an anthem for my mm-hmm. company. Well, maybe slow down a little bit. Maybe you just need to kind of get yourself and your employees used to
right.
performing in front of a camera mm-hmm. first. And then you're going to be ready to do that.
Get out there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Start somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, as you're going, you know, people are delving into this, whether they're seasoned at doing video or they're not. What common mistakes do you see small businesses making when we're talking about video, besides not doing it at all?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a big mistake. Not doing video at all is a big mistake.
But. Yeah. And the second biggest mistake is jumping into video, knowing that you need to do it, but not having a plan. Mm. That's the second biggest mistake I see all the time, is people will turn their camera on. Maybe they've worked up the courage to turn mm-hmm. the camera on, but now they don't know what to say. And that's just as bad.
I have such a hard time because I'm like, I don't know that I never not know what to say. Didn't meet a camera I didn't like, you know, but I agree. You're right.
Yeah. And sometimes it's something that has to go back to like the actual business plan. Mm-hmm. And why are you in business? Just the basics.
Your marketing plan.
Yeah. Right? Your marketing plan. Just, you know, going back to the basics, like, why are you offering what you're offering? What is it that, mm-hmm. that gets you excited about servicing your clients in the way that you do? What is it that makes you unique? Like, understand those things very clearly so that you mm-hmm. can tell anybody at any time, and then practice it before you turn the camera on.
Right.
And have, before you create any single video, you want to make sure that there's an end game for that video. What's the purpose of that particular video? Do you want to send mm-hmm. people at the end of the video to your website?
Call to action.
Yes, a call to action. Exactly. Do you want them to pick up the phone and call you to make an appointment? You want to know that before you mm-hmm. actually start the video and backward engineer everything up to that point to
Makes
your call
sense.
To action.
Yeah. Makes sense. What trends do you see happening this year in video? Anything new, anything that's worth trying? Or anything that is not there yet?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the big news in the video industry are the trends that are dying off, actually.
Oh, really?
So 360 video is something that
So what is 360 video?
So 360 video is, it's VR. Like, okay. if you think about it as VR, it's video that can be captured with a camera that sees all the way around you.
So like you do that, like when you do that with your iPhone,
there's specific cameras that would do 360 views. Okay. Like, so like certain action cameras have 180 degree views. And if you put two of them together, it used to be that you'd be able to stitch together mm-hmm. a 360, but there's also, for many years, there was a big trend with 360 degree cameras, like the Insta360 was a popular camera, still is, but, a lot of companies would try to use 360 to show their entire, say, like their entire showroom. Mm-hmm. And people would be able to look at the video and within YouTube or whatever, Facebook, they could actually, as the viewer, select which point of view they see.
Oh, Is that like how they do it on real estate?
Yeah.
And you can click and you go to a different room.
It's similar to that. It's okay. Very similar to that. But the viewer would actually be able to choose the point of view that they actually are experiencing the video through.
Oh, that's
and that cool. was a big hot trend for a while. But I would suggest not doing that.
What is not a trend? 360 video.
Yeah, I think that anytime you're asking your audience to put in the work, you're asking too much.
And you're right.
And it's better to be in control of the message than to just randomly allow people to see things. So I think the trend that we are seeing is more vertical videos.
Okay.
Right?
Explain.
So as human beings, we have two eyes that are side by side. And so like for a long time, video was like a wider aspect ratio format. It used to be like television was 4:3. It was 4 wide, 3 tall. And then,
oh my gosh, I don't things you don't think about,
and
right?
And then HD TV, that's 16 wide by 9 tall, 9 units tall. And those were wide format videos. But then like as people started using their cell phones more and more to consume video, the trend has been, and it will continue to be, more vertical aspect ratio. So like instead of 16:9, it's 9:16.
Oh.
And so that's a trend I think my industry has resisted, like as professional videographers, we've resisted that trend, but there's no denying that that's how people seem to prefer to consume their video nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I think that trend is going to continue. So if you are thinking about creating video for your business, consider doing more vertical videos than you are doing horizontal videos. Some other trends are really just delving deeper into like who the creator is.
Okay.
People really are interested in the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So anytime that you can show, you know, and reveal behind the curtain of what your business is about, those are things that are very worthy of your time to create, because people love to see the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And it also builds trust. Like the more open and vulnerable you are to your customers, the more they're going to trust you.
Makes complete sense. I just was on a Zoom call the other day, and I had to take my computer with me to go do something. And they're all like, "What is all that behind you?" And I'm like, "Well, this is behind the scenes." And they were all eating it up. They're like, wait, go back, go back. I'm like, this is not why we're on this call, but okay. You're right. People are very interested in that.
Yeah. And that's a trend I think is going to continue for sure.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you today about video and how we can use it in our business. If our listeners would like to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
I would encourage everybody to write me an email.
Okay.
Yeah. I read all my emails. I respond to them. Scott@reinventionstudio.com is the best way to get in touch with me. I'm also on X at @TeachVidScott. I love to help people learn more about video production, and those are two great ways to get in touch.
Fabulous. It's so funny to hear X. I'm not used to that yet. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much.
Jennifer, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, my friends, for joining me today and every week here on The Confident Entrepreneur, brought to you by True Fashionistas. If you want to take your business to the next level, check out my website, jenniferannjohnson.com, to sign up for my emails or connect with me. Have a fabulous day.